From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. President Trump is telling the American people that if something happens, blame the judge who blocked his ban on immigration from seven Muslim-majority countries. A U.S. District Court judge in the state of Washington temporarily blocked Mr. Trump's executive order, which Vice President Mike Pence defended on NBC's Meet the Press.
The executive order that he put into effect was legal, it was appropriate, and our administration is going to be using all legal means at our disposal to challenge the judge's order.
A court of appeals Sunday rejected the Trump administration's demand to reinstate the travel ban. President Trump says, though he respects Russian President Vladimir Putin, they may not necessarily get along.
He's a leader of his country. I say it's better to get along with Russia than not. And if Russia helps us in the fight against ISIS, which is a major fight, and Islamic terrorism all over the world, major fight, that's a good thing.
When Bill O'Reilly of Fox News asked about atrocities committed by Putin in the past and how President Trump could respect him knowing his history, Mr. Trump said that the U.S. is not, in his words, innocent either. Romania's justice minister said he will publish details of a new bill on the criminal code Monday, a day after Romania's Social Democrat government repealed a contentious cabinet decree that would have shielded many politicians from prosecution for corruption. The decree would have exempted officials from corruption charges if the ill-gotten gains were valued at just under $48,000. The 2014 National Anti-Corruption Decree resulted in convictions of thousands of people, including judges, politicians, prosecutors, and other public officials. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. There are reports of gunfire near the Afghan consulate in Karachi today. Pakistani police and paramilitary forces have surrounded the area. Reuters reports an Afghan diplomat was shot and killed by a security guard and three others wounded. No other details are available. A United Nations report cites a 24% spike in conflict-related child casualties in Afghanistan and a 3% rise in total civilian casualties in 2016 compared to the year before. A special UN envoy to Afghanistan says the harm to civilians is preventable.
All parties to the conflict must take immediate concrete measures to protect the ordinary Afghan men, women, and children whose lives are being shattered.
The UN says the armed conflict in Afghanistan has claimed the lives of around 25,000 Afghan civilians and injured more than 45,000 since 2009. The UN report blames the Taliban for most of these civilian deaths. Afghanistan is mourning the deaths of 50 people killed in an avalanche in a remote village in the eastern province of Nuristan. Disaster management authorities say deaths have occurred in more than half of the Afghan provinces receiving unprecedented snowfall. The Afghan government declared Sunday a national holiday after a day of mourning, that is, after heavy snow blocked roads, making travel difficult. The man suspected of attacking French soldiers outside the Louvre Museum in Paris is so far refusing to speak with investigators. The suspect's father told the Associated Press his son is not a terrorist. The Louvre reopened Saturday, less than 24 hours after the knife-wielding man was shot by officers. French President François Hollande said there is no doubt in his words the attack was of a terrorist nature. And a delegation of experts meeting in Kazakhstan's capital to discuss the ceasefire agreement in Syria. Representatives from Russia, Turkey, Iran, and the United Nations discussing various issues, including how to monitor the ceasefire agreement and prevent violations, as well as how to ensure the safe delivery of humanitarian aid. Last month, Turkey, Russia, along with Iran, brought delegates to the Syrian government, and a rebel group to Kazakhstan for a round of peace talks that ended with the three nations agreeing to help monitor a partial ceasefire and work toward a political resolution to the Syrian conflict. And in American-style football, the New England Patriots won their fifth Super Bowl championship after erasing a 25-point deficit to beat the Atlanta Falcons last evening in Houston, Texas. I'm Michael Brown reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.